is John, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 11 of 2024, Friday the 15th of March. You're very welcome, guys. I'm back again after a cold, so apologies for missing the last few weeks, but my voice was gone. But I want to catch up on the topic which has been getting a lot of news in the headlines recently, for all the wrong reasons. I want to talk to you about the Google Gemini fiasco. So Gemini, formerly known as Bard, is Google's answer to ChatGPT. You may be unaware of this, but internet search is moving to a new model, with AI chatbots replacing the old 10 Blue Links model of the past. I've spoken about this before, when in a previous episode I explained how traditional web search is based on 10 Blue Links, and how we are moving to a chatbot-based search, and how that will devastate content creators. And I will link to both of those pieces in the show notes of this episode. Given that search is still the main funnel for Google to drive their advertising revenue, they cannot afford to lose ground to OpenAI and other AI-based rivals. So Gemini was meant to be their catch-up product, to try to catch up with the guys who are already making ground in terms of chatbot-based search. Web search is still the primary business for Google, and they cannot afford to lose it. There's a lot of controversy online since the launch, however, due to Gemini giving back wildly inaccurate information and images of historic figures that have been race-swapped. During the week of the Gemini launch on X, my feed was full of people attempting to get Gemini to render an image of a white person, and the AI almost had to be tricked into doing so. Sadly, Google has maintained its ongoing habit of terrible product launches, followed by cancelling those products. And it makes me think, will Gemini be the next entry on the Killed by Google website? And you should definitely check out that website, guys. It's hilarious. They literally have launched hundreds of products, and then they've subsequently killed them themselves. And I will link to that also in the show notes. The bigger issue is what it says about the culture inside Google that allowed a product with such heavy political bias to go through QA and all the way to a high-profile launch. Honestly, for me, it's embarrassing. And for me, it speaks about wider problems inside that organization. The wider trend, however, is more concerning. Do you really want your internet search results to be filtered by such a biased AI model? Imagine if Google Gemini became your main interface for querying the internet. That might happen, and the degree of filtering is very worrying. Just imagine that, guys, for a moment, that was your lens into the internet, and everything you saw was through that biased perspective. From my perspective, as an advocate of privacy and free speech, that is very, very concerning. And it would be almost like a nightmare scenario that, you know, the only way I could find stuff online would be via this chatbot, Gemini, which was just completely riddled with bias. And that bias, of course, is put in there by its creators, Google. So now you start to understand my motivation for building my own web search engine, Grepper.org. I'm building that to have no filtering, I'm building it to have no tracking, I'm building it to basically just give me 10 blue links. I want to go back to the old model, guys. I'm not fully bought into this new model at all. I'm all in for using AI for automation, but outright reject using it for censorship. And there's no other way to look at it, guys. The results from Google Gemini are censored. So sadly, I'm once again reminded that all technology has two sharp edges. One that can cut the enemy, but also, sadly, one that can cut you. And AI is no different. And I don't trust the current people who are leading AI to deliver something that's going to be good for all of us. I consider that they're going to have commercial interests and they're going to deliver something that's good for them. And honestly speaking, I don't want to search the internet via AI, and if I do get to a point where I do want to do that, it will only be my AI, it will only be my model, it will only be something that is configured and weighted by me. I don't want to use someone else's AI to search the internet, I don't want to use a corporation's AI. If we can get to a point where AI scales down sufficiently, that we can have our own personal chatbots that will basically filter things by our own personal bias, I'm okay with that. But I don't want to be impacted by someone else's bias, especially not a large corporation. So this is a very interesting space. It's going to impact on all of us, and I will definitely speak about this again in the future. So in terms of what I've been working on this week, I've been kind of going on multiple topics because, again, I've had a bit of a cold. But I have been doing some design work on the internet search indexer that I'm planning to add into the Alpha framework. So I'm documenting the design on a ticket on GitHub. So if you're interested in following along, look up Alpha framework on GitHub and you will find that ticket. I want to basically move away from using Apache Nudge as my main indexer, and I'm basically going to build my own to replace it, so it's going to be fun. In terms of media that I'm enjoying this week, I finally got around to finishing Shift by Hugh Howey. It is the sequel to his widely successful book Wool in the Silo trilogy. So it's actually really good. I think it's actually even better than the first book. Hugh is a very talented writer, and he has a way of ending all of his chapters on a little cliff edge to make you read the next one. So I found myself just getting back into the book after a break and just finishing it pretty much in one sitting. It's excellent. It's a lot of fun. And if you enjoyed Wool, I would definitely suggest continuing with the series and reading Shift. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I hope you have a nice weekend. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.